So every night of this tour, I've been giving Neil a different birthday present because his birthday is tomorrow. And he loves Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground. So I decided that that every night I would surprise him with a different Velvet Underground or Lou Reed song, which was an actual real surprise the first night, and then it wasn't so surprising on nights 2, 3, 4. I hadn't actually thought about that when I came up with the plan. It's like, he'll be so surprised every night.
I actually stopped being surprised at the point where she would put Neil's surprise song on the set list.
Well, it made you kind of grumpy on night one because you were like, what happened to our plan? And I was like, it turned into a surprise. Thought you'd like it.
I loved it. I just didn't know what the song question mark meant.
I was going to write, I wanted to write a theme song to introduce the Lou Reed / Velvet Underground Hanukkah-style birthday song every night. But then I never did. So every night I've been trying to make one up from scratch, and then they've just been getting worse and worse. I should do one in beatnik style. So can you guys please snap? And I'll go, yeah. That sounds like rain. Hey, Neil Gaiman. Dude, you're not a square man. You play that iPad pretty good. I wish that you lived in my hood. It'd be a Christmas party every single day. Hey, hey. Tomorrow it's your birthday. I suppose it could be a worse day. Anyway, I love you. Sorry that the song is so bad. Here's your last song by Lou Reed. That's not actually the worst one. I think the one last night was worse. Anyway, now it's over. I'll never have to write a fake song on stage again.